for coverage of the Washington 3A Boys Basketball Regional on Classic Hits, Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This special sports broadcast on WAMW being sponsored by the Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington, the Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant in Washington, the Living Room Center in Washington, Jumpin' Jack's Family Fun Center, Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Petersburg, the Indianapolis Power and Light Petersburg Generating Station, the Bakery House in Washington, the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau, Hamilton's Water Conditioning in Washington, Solar Sources, Michael's Graphics in Petersburg, the Wyatt Seed Company, Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart, the Washington Times Herald, John Gear with Shelter Insurance and Mattress by Appointment in Washington, El Mazatlan in Washington, Home Building Savings Bank in Petersburg and Washington, Dr. Lana Helms Orthodontist, Walker Motors in Petersburg, the Fish Hut in Petersburg, Winslow, and Princeton, Four Rivers Resource Services, and Good Samaritan Hospital. Now, let's go live to the Hatchet House with Dave Crooks and John Gear.
From the Hatchet House in Washington, we welcome you to the Indiana High School Athletic Association 3A Boys Basketball Regional. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear, and today it's a busy day at the Hatchet House in Washington. In our opening game at 10 o'clock, it'll be Pike Central versus Greensburg. In today's second game, it'll be Brownstown Central versus Evansville Bossy. Our championship game is tonight at 8 o'clock. And John, it looks like Pike Central brought it. If I had to estimate right now, there's probably 10 Pike Central fans for every one Greensburg fan.
Dave, I would say you're right, as this place is packed with maroon and yellow and a rather sparse Greensburg crowd thus far, as Pike Central's taken over, not over their area, but even I think are bleeding into the Brownstown Central folks as well.
Well, it's going to be an interesting ball game between these two teams. Pike Central dropped their last four games of the regular season, but they drew the bye in the Washington sectional, and they came up with a couple of big wins by beating Jasper 57-43, then beating Vincennes Lincoln 51-34. Meantime, Greensburg, they were able to win their sectional in three games, but what was also disappointing, though, for Greensburg is that they've lost their top player. Their freshman all-star player broke his wrist in the semifinal game, and they actually won two games in that sectional. He broke it during the overtime win against Madison, but they went ahead to beat Lawrenceburg in the final 55-41. So not having their top scorer, freshman Andrew Wellage, who's been averaging 19 points a game, is definitely going to be a big disadvantage for Greensburg today.
Yeah, that's going to be a huge hit. Obviously, anytime that you have somebody scoring close to 20 points a ball game and not have that, obviously Greensburg has some kids that are going to be able to step up, but whether they're going to be able to cover that 20-point loss per game is yet to be known.
Well, we've talked to both of these coaches today. When we come back after these messages, we'll first start with our interview with Jason Roach, the head coach of the Pike Central Chargers. It's coming up in 60 seconds on WAMW.
The Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau would like to welcome all our guests to Davies County for the 3A Basketball Regional. Good luck to all the teams as you compete for the regional championship. While you're in town, be sure to take time to visit our many businesses and restaurants. We are proud to offer a wide variety of delicious food and retail shops to help make your time in Washington a joyful experience. We hope you will come back and visit soon. For a list of festivals and events, stop by the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau at 1 Train Depot Street in Washington.
It's Championship Saturday, and with Mattress by Appointment, you're always a winner. 50 to 80% off typical retail pricing, brand new, still in the plastic mattresses made right here in the U.S. We need to make room for another truckload, so all reasonable offers will be accepted. Call or text us at 812-610-1070 to set up a time to check out these amazing deals. Ask about our $40 down, take it home today program. Mattress by Appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070. 1070.
We're talking with Pike Central head coach Jason Roach. First of all, coach, congratulations on winning a very tough Washington sectional.
Thank you. You know, we think that sectional is one of the best in the state in 3A, year in and year out. You know, Washington, Jasper, Vincennes, Lincoln are historically some powerhouses, and we've been fortunate enough to play well enough to come out of that the last 2 years. So, you know, now we're here back at Washington, a familiar place, and, you know, we're just hoping to put it all together like we did last week and, you come out of, on top of this thing.
Well, you always hate to see a kid injured late in the season, but you're playing a team, the Greensburg Pirates, where their freshman starter broke a wrist during the sectional, and he was averaging 19 points a game, so that's got to adjust their game plan, I'm sure.
Yeah, you know, they played the sectional championship without him, and they played just fine, and they won that thing. So, you know, they're a good ball club. You can't get here without being that. With that being said, Wellage is a great player, just a freshman. He's going to be a phenomenal kid to keep your eye on here for years to come. But I think that they've got some older guys who are very capable. Some of their brothers have played and were very successful at Greensburg. And so, you know, they're going to be a veteran team that will be able to get the job done. They shoot a ton of threes, and they shoot them really well. And we're going to have to definitely control the glass if we want a chance to win this thing.
And describe the play of your ball club, especially late in the season.
You know, we dropped four at the end of the year, but we were doing some things that we needed to do. We just played two of them pretty well, Forest Park and Jasper, and just came out on the wrong side of that one. And then played two really bad ones in Gibson Southern and South Knox. And you give those two teams a lot of credit because they had good years this year too. But, you know, we came together in our bye week. The seniors definitely rallied the troops. They got those juniors to buy in. We just kind of got back to basics and, you know, tried to play to our strengths a little bit more and play a little more under control. So I think that the bye was exactly what we needed at that point in time.
Well, Coach, good luck today at the regional.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
My name is Lynn Kincaid. I'm a direct service professional at Four Rivers Resource Services. I started work here in April of 2014. I'd retired from a terrific job that was a bit stressful. In 2011, took a couple of years off and relaxed, smelled the flowers and so forth. But after a little bit, I started to realize that I wasn't doing anything very important with my life. And I thought, maybe I should kind of get off the couch and get back and get active again. I had a friend that worked for Four Rivers. I knew she needed some help. So I thought, sure, let me give that a shot. It'd be good retirement job and something to do to keep me active. Little did I know that it would become something I'm very passionate about. Now, a year and a half later, it's something I look forward to every day.
Apply online at frrs.org.
We're talking with Stacy Meyer, the head coach for the Greensburg Pirates. First of all, welcome to Washington, and congratulations on your sectional win.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Anytime we can get up here, that's a good thing.
Well, the only thing that's a little bit tough for you guys, your freshman leading scorer apparently had an injury last week, right?
He did. In our semifinal game on Friday against Madison, at the end of the third quarter, went in for a layup and got tangled up a little bit, landed on his wrist and broke his wrist. So it's Andrew Wellage, and he was our leading scorer. He's going to be a very good one for us. So, but these kids regrouped on Saturday. We had probably our best defensive effort of the year, and were able to capture a sectional crown. So a pretty resilient group. We had another injury earlier in the year with our starting four-man. It went down. So, you know, the old cliche, next guy up is kind of what they've lived by, and it gets into our bench a little bit, obviously, but we'll come out and we'll compete today.
And how would you describe your team? How do they play usually?
You know, we're kind of an up and down team, but without Andrew, we're going to have to control it a little bit. We're always going to push to look get easy baskets. If we don't have that, we run a motion-based offense, and really pride ourselves in taking high percentage shots. So it will be, you know, if this game gets in the 70s, it's not going to be in our favor today.
And what's the key to stopping Pike Central, in your view?
You know, a couple things. I think the big thing is going to be rebounding. We've got 2 6'5" kids inside, and we have to do our work on them and force them into perimeter jump shots. And when you do that, you've got to be able to rebound the basketball. So that's going to be the biggest point of emphasis.
Coach, good luck today.
All right, thank you very much.
Looking for a great deal and a dependable vehicle? Look no further than Walker Motors in Petersburg. They buy, sell, and trade cars, trucks, SUVs, recreational vehicles, golf carts, and more. Check them out. They have new inventory weekly. Walker Motors is locally owned and operated by Spencer Walker. Stop by or call 812-354-2688. Walker Motors. See them for your next pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Good luck to the Chargers in the tournaments.
Wyatt Seed Company, located at 2415 Highway 57 North Petersburg, dealer in lawn and feed seed. They carry Purina livestock feed for chickens, cattle, goats, ducks, and horses. They have Pride dog feed and Sport Mix dog feed. Business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 12. You can reach Wyatt Seed Company at 812-354-8541. Congratulations, Chargers, on your sectional win. The staff at Wyatt Seed Company would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
Adam Scales, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Petersburg, is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the basketball tournament. Keep shooting for that championship. If price, protection, coverage, and service are important to you, contact Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau agent in Petersburg, for a free, no-hassle quote on auto, home, and life insurance at 812-354-8488. Good luck, Chargers, from your local Farm Bureau agent, Adam Scales in Petersburg.
We're back at the Hatchet House for the 3A Boys Regional on Memories 107.9, WAMW FM Washington, and worldwide at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gere. The Hatchet House is filling up with fans, but I'd have to admit, mainly Pike Central fans right now. They just keep pouring in for the Chargers, and again, they are just dominant in this Hatchet House today versus what Greensburg brought. But of course, 20-minute drive for many of those Pike Central fans, and every bit of what, 2.5 hours for Greensburg, John.
Yeah, definitely a lot difference as far as the distance. But you know, it's nice to see a large contingent of Pike Central folks here today, because essentially this is going to be like a de facto home game for Pike Central, and especially with Greensburg not really bringing that big of a crowd. Pike Central is going to have a huge edge as far as crowd support here, which goes a long way in these regional games, because both teams are going to come out, probably be a little jittery, even though both of these teams were in the regional a year ago. And for that matter, Greensburg has been in the Washington Regional for the past 6 years, so they're no stranger to the Hatchet House either, Dave.
No doubt about it. A lot of regionals playing across the state of Indiana today. Let's start at Class 1A at Triton today. It's Tri-County versus Gary 21st Century, followed by Oregon Davis against Lakewood Park. At Frankfort, I've got a crew there today. North Vermilion, with an 8-win, 18-loss record, wins their second sectional in a row, and they're taking on the Giants of Lafayette Central Catholic, who's 19-6. We've got that game on 104.9 WAXI, and good luck to the Falcons, but they're definitely about a 30-point underdog on that game.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's going to be a tough one. You know, they say you don't play the game on paper, so. But that one may be a tough one, but congratulations to them for winning the sectional nonetheless.
Also at Frankfort today, Liberty Christian there, 12-14, taking on Seton Catholic at 15-11. Three out of those four schools at Frankfort are religious schools. Martinsville, Indianapolis Tinley against Shackamack, and then it's Hauser versus Indianapolis Lutheran. Over at Lagodi, it's West Washington versus New Washington, and the Lagodi Lions taking on Wood Memorial. That's going to be quite a game.
That's going to be a battle. I think, you hate to say this, but I think the winner of that game is going to win the regional, but that will be one heck of a ball game today at Lagodi.
No doubt about it. At 2A at North Judson, Marquette Catholic against Churubusco. Central Noble against Gary Roosevelt. At LaPel, Covington against Madison Grant, while Frankton takes on Southwood. At the Greenfield Central Regional, it's Cloverdale against Northeastern, Shenandoah against Heritage Christian. Over at Paoli, good luck to South Knox. They're taking on South Ripley in that opening game. They've got a chance to win a regional today, John.
Yeah, and you know, who would have thought? Obviously, Bar Reeve was heavily favored going into the sectional, but South Knox did a great job and you know, pulled off the upset of Bar Reeve. So yeah, good luck to the Spartans today, and they've definitely got a shot to bring home a regional title.
And Forest Park takes on Crawford County in the second game at Paoli. As we move to 3A, of course, here at Washington, Pike Central against Greensburg. Chargers are 14-11. The Pirates are 17-6. The second game here today will be outstanding. Brownstown Central, 24-2. They are ranked third in the state in 3A against number five, Evansville Bossy. They're 18-7. When Kyle and I covered the Hatchet-Bossy game, Kyle and I knew that the Bossy Bulldogs would be in this gym for the regional. They're definitely the real deal, but so is Brownstown Central.
Yeah, and the thing that's interesting is, too, I mean, Brownstown Central, if you look at their record, obviously, you know, 24-2, but they're not a real big ball club. But apparently, from what I understand, they can shoot the lights out and they can jump all over the gym. So it's going to be a track meet in the second game here this morning, but it's going to be fun nonetheless.
As we look at the 4A regionals, Michigan City has Merrillville against South Bend Adams, Warsaw against East Chicago Central. At Logansport, Homestead against Fort Wayne North, Carmel takes on McCutcheon. At Southport, it's Brownsburg against Connersville, North Central of Indianapolis against Ben Davis. At Seymour, Center Grove against New Albany, Bloomington South against Castle. That's a rundown of all 16 regionals throughout the state of Indiana. When we come back, we'll talk more about today's matchup between Pike Central and Greensburg. It's the opening game of the 3A regional from the Hatchet House on WAMW.
For over a century, Good Samaritan has been dedicated to providing women from young adulthood
to childbirth
to menopause with the highest level of comprehensive care.
From pregnancy to OBGYN services
to state-of-the-art diagnostic imaging,
Good Samaritan gives women the experienced and compassionate care to help them live longer and happier lives.
Whatever they need, whenever they need it.
Learn more at gshvin.org/women.
Good Samaritan, caring for women
for life.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistants, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit lanahelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks on Memories 107.9, WAMW FM Washington, and on the web at WAMWAMFM.com. We've got a nice crowd at the Hatchet House this morning for two big games. Pike Central taking on Greensburg in the opener. Hats off to Gene Miller, the athletic director, and the entire staff at Washington High School for putting on one of the premier regionals anywhere in Indiana. Of course, as a Hatchet broadcaster, John, I really thought the Hatchets had a good shot to be here, but that's what Hoosier hysteria is all about. You do this blind draw and anything's possible, and the Hatchets got beat in the first night against Jasper, and then Pike Central put it to Jasper and then beat Lincoln to win it all.
Yeah, you know, like they say, in all other 49 states, it's just basketball here. It's hysteria. And, you know, yeah, obviously it would have been nice for us Washingtonians to see the Hatchets playing here today, but that's not how it worked out. And you got to give credit to Pike Central because they did a great job in the sectional, and they certainly deserve to be here for the second year in a row.
And that's impressive in itself. But as the coach alluded to in his interview here, they lost their four last regular season games. They lost to Gibson Southern by 3, Forest Park by 9, Jasper by 4, South Knox by 11. But then a few days later, they put together two big wins to win a sectional.
Well, and that was a tough last four-game stretch, but then you got to give them credit for riding the ship, so to speak, and turning it on when it really matters.
Jason Roach is in his third year at Pike Central. He has a 46-win, 28-loss record. I think he coached at Gibson Southern prior to that. They opened up the season with the win against Northeast Dubois, lost to Princeton. They beat Southridge. They beat Revay in overtime. Lost to Memorial, they beat Clay City, lost to Bar Reeve, beat North Davies, they beat Wood Memorial, lost to Heritage Hills, they beat Boonville and North Knox, lost to Washington by 4, they beat South Spencer, they lost to Bar Reeve by only 2, lost to North Posey in overtime, they beat Lincoln by 1, they beat Tecumseh and Tell City, before that four-game losing streak. Gibson Southern, Forest Park, Jasper, and South Knox to wrap up their regular season. They beat Jasper 57-43 in the Washington sectional. They beat Vincennes Lincoln 51-34 in the sectional championship. Meantime, the Pirates of Greensburg are 17-6 on the season. They are coached by Stacy Meyer. He is in his 11th year at Greensburg, 16th year coaching overall. They opened up the season with wins against North Decatur and South Dearborn before losing to Batesville. They beat Hauser, lost to East Central and Jennings County. They beat Franklin County, North Harrison, Milan. They lost to Connersville and Shelbyville, won four in a row against Batesville, Madison, South Decatur, and Lawrenceburg before losing to Indian Creek. And then they won the rest of their games. Rushville, Jacksonville, Seymour, South Ripley, East Central, Madison, and Lawrenceburg. But again, in that Madison game, their top scorer, a 6'4" freshman, Andrew Wellage, broke his wrist, and they are without his services again today, which will definitely be a disadvantage for the Pirates.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's you hate to see that, obviously, because you want, you know, and I'm sure Pike Central wants Greensburg to bring their best and to be able to, you know, beat them, you know, straight up. But, you know, those things happen, unfortunately. It's too bad for the kid, but he is a freshman, and with Greensburg's recent track record, we'll probably see him here in the regional next year.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, I mean, it's going to – either way, I still think it's going to be a pretty close ball game. Before the injury to Wellage, the prediction was Greensburg 58-53, so that's only a five-point spread. So you got to figure, you know, that kind of give the momentum or the advantage to Pike Central, if not on the court, but just more from a mental standpoint. You know, we'll see how Greensburg comes out, knowing, you know, that they're going to have to pick up some slack and they're not going to have their best player. We'll see how that affects them mentally at the start of this game, and I think that'll be a big difference as to kind of how this thing plays out here, especially in the first half.
We'll come back with the national anthem after this one-minute break on WAMW.
Tax time is furniture time at the Living Room Center.
Ashley Chest, $148.
Ashley Recliner, $198.
Ashley Queen Sleigh Bed, $299.
Ashley Sectional, $599.
Ashley Power Reclining Sofa, only $699.
Truckload Mattress Sale.
Twin Mattress, $68.
Full Mattress, $98.
Queen Set All Foam Bedding with Gel, only $399.
Shop is 24-7 at Living Room Center on online.com.
Hurry to Living Room Center, Bedford, Bloomington, Linton, and Washington.
Your local newspaper, the Washington Times-Herald, still provide great local news coverage 5 days a week. But did you know your print subscription also includes a free pass to Total Access Online at washtimesherald.com? Get the local news and information you need in print or online 24/7 with your Washington Times-Herald Total Access subscription. For more information, call 812-254-0480. The Washington Times-Herald, your local newspaper at your fingertips, in print, your tablet, laptop, or cell phone.
Come stay at the Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington. For business or pleasure, you will enjoy your stay at the Baymont Inn and Suites. They feature 32-inch flat-screen televisions plus microwaves and refrigerators in every room. Enjoy the indoor pool and hot tub. Even stay in a Whirlpool suite with a king-sized bed and a queen-sized sleeper sofa. The Baymont offers wireless internet service, a free continental breakfast each morning, and they offer a meeting room for business functions. Everything you need and more at Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington. Call 254-7000.
Stop by Michael's Graphics for all your Charger gear. They make custom designed shirts for any occasion, big or small. They carry stadium chairs, class letter jackets, and do screen printing. For your next event, call them at 812-354-2410, and they can fix you up. Baseball season is coming soon. Let them do your team shirts. Michael's Graphics on Main Street in downtown Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers. Bring home a victory.
Hoping to bring you that entire song, but we were struggling to pick up the PA here when they got singing. So, but a nice job by two Washington Hatchet singers bringing us a live version of our national anthem today as the colors are starting to leave the floor. And we are just moments away from the starting lineup and the tip-off today. It's the Pike Central Chargers and the Greensburg Pirates. We're glad to have you tuned in today on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and on the web at WAMWAMFM.com. And a good crowd is on hand here at the Hatchet House, but probably 70% of the fans in the building so far today are definitely Pike Central Charger fans, and they really brought it. I understand they had a really big rally across from the school yesterday at a convenience store, and it was packed, and they had a big cookout and live music, and despite the cold, frigid temperatures late yesterday, they had quite a turnout, John.
Well, and that's the great thing about Hoosier Hysteria and these smaller communities, because they really rally around these young men, and they make the whole experience fun and exciting, and it's great to see Pike Central show up in such large numbers here today. I know the players appreciate it. I know the parents of the players appreciate it as well, too. So let's see if Pike Central can translate that into a semifinal victory here in just a few moments.
Indeed. Your starting lineup today brought to you by the new Light 103 WAKO, your home for light hits and Chicago Cubs baseball all season long at 103.1 on your FM dial. First of all, for the Pike Central Chargers, they'll start three guards and two forwards. They include at guard a 6'1" senior, number 5, Trey Warnica. At the other guard spot, a 5'10" senior, number 12, Colton White. At the other guard spot, a 5'11" junior, number 13, Caleb Claridge. At forward, a 6'5" senior, number 23, Gabe Elliott. At the other forward spot, a 6'5" junior, number 40, Bryant Nally. Head coach for the Pike Central Chargers is Jason Roach. Now for the Greensburg Pirates. At a starting guard spot, a 5'11" junior, number 20, Matt Martin. At the other guard spot, a 6'2" sophomore, number 30, Drew Comer. The three forwards include a 6'1" senior, number 22, Sam Slusher. Also at forward, a 6'3" senior, number 32, Trevor Reynolds. And at the other forward spot, a 6'3" junior, number 34, Kyle Sellers.
You know, Dave, one thing that I notice as we're getting through the lineups as they're introducing all the Greensburg non-starters is just the difference in the body language and the facial expressions and the actions of these two ball clubs. Pike Central looks like they're a little more loose and excited and ready to go, and Greensburg kind of looks like they just rolled out of bed. Now, there's a lot of factors that could be contributing to that, whether Greensburg is, you know, has that mindset of, well, we lost our best player, I don't know what's going to happen today, or if it's, I mean, it's got to be intimidating to come out of the regional and look at this sea of Pike Central people right across from them. So,
absolutely.
Whatever the case may be, we'll see how this thing starts off, but there is a distinct difference in the just in the overall presentation of each team thus far.
I think that's a good observation, John. I'm seeing what you're seeing now. Pike Central, of course, being here for the second year in a row, that's got to give them a little bit of confidence as well. And their fan support just unreal today. It looks like half of Pike County is in this gym right now. So
I hope somebody remembered to turn the lights off when they left.
All right, so they've introduced the players from both teams. Greensburg will be in their white outfits with blue trim, and the Chargers in their gold trim or gold jerseys with maroon trim. Charger fans are on their feet. They're shaking hands and doing some fist bumps at midcourt. We are about set for action. Thanks for tuning us in on Memories 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and on the web at WAMWAMFM.com. Sam Slusher is only 6'1" for Greensburg. And the tip controlled by Gabe Elliott, who's 6'5". He throws it to Colton White. This game is underway. Bounce pass to Gabe Elliott. Now to the top of the key to Nally. Nally passes right side to Caleb Claridge. In the corner to Trey Warnica. Back out to the top of the key, Caleb Claridge. Now a quick pass. They work it around. Nally to Warnica. Top of the key. Chargers just playing a lot of passes right now, or at least tossing the ball around, looking for the open man. Claridge decides to take it from the left corner. He missed it. The putback by Bryant Nally is no good. However, he is fouled, and he will head to the free throw line with 7:25 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Greensburg's going to have to get a body on Nally if they want to keep him off the offensive glass, because he's a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger than his Greensburg counterpart.
So at the free throw line for Pike Central, first shot is up and good by Bryant Nally. By the way, the foul assessed against Matt Martin of Greensburg, that is his first, the team's first. Nally, 6'5" junior, second free throw around the rim, no good. 1-0 lead, Pike Central. Here come the Pirates in the backcourt. Matt Martin. Martin with the basketball. Dribbles toward the right wing. He continues to dribble the basketball. He moves now to the deep backcourt. Finally, a pass over to Kyle Sellers. Sellers back to Martin. Martin to the left side from the wing, puts it in the air, and it's no good. It took a bad hop on the iron and went behind the backboard, so that means they'll lose possession. Pike Central will get it back with 6:54 to go. We're in the first quarter, 1-0 score. Pike Central with the lead. Colton White with the ball. White, right side pass off to Claridge. In the backcourt, Colton White. Now to Trey Warnicka. Warnicka looks for help. He finds Claridge. Claridge kicks it back out to Warnicka. Now Warnicka off to Nally. Nally to Warnicka. Chargers really doing a good job of passing the ball around, being very, very patient with their offense. Warnicka to Claridge. In the lane, little 10-foot jumper by Colton White is no good. Greensburg gets the rebound. They'll bring it down quickly with Matt Martin. Martin off to Kyle Sellers. Sellers on the wing, throws it out to Martin, top of the key. Martin off to Comer. Now Comer, a quick pass to Sellers. Sellers wastes no time finding Matt Martin. Martin to Comer. Now it's off to Sellers. Sellers quickly to Martin. Martin on the right side of the lane, throws it out to Comer, top of the key. If a low-scoring game does help Greensburg at this point, and that's where we're at with 5:39 to go in the first quarter. 1-0 Pike Central. Now driving the lane, and Matt Martin from the right side of the goal able to get the first field goal of the game, and Greensburg takes a 2-1 lead.
Yeah, definitely a good job by Greensburg to be patient there, and Martin was able to.
Now Pike Central heading toward the basket was Trey Warnicka, and they called a foul, is that right?
Yeah, it looks like they got a foul on Martin. That'll be his first personal foul. Both teams kind of, moving the ball around, but not taking too many chances thus far, just kind of playing it safe.
Actually, Martin now has both fouls for the Pirates. Inside, taking it to the hoop, and a nice job by Bryant Nally. He almost tripped over himself, but was still able to get the layup from the left side. It's now 3-2 in favor of Pike Central, but Martin takes it all the way to the hoop, and he gets it in for a layup.
Martin staying aggressive on the offensive end for sure, taking that coast to coast there.
So it's 4-3 Greensburg inside to Nally, and Nally gets a nice layup. He has all the points for Pike Central so far. Chargers take the lead back at 5-4.
Pike Central's going to want to keep exploiting that mismatch there down low as Nally looks like he'll be able to just have his way down there on the block.
Martin off to Drew Comer. On the left side, Sellers kicks it to the top of the key, and there's a nice three-point shot by Drew Comer. That's the first three of the game. Greensburg takes the lead back at 7-5, 4:20 to go in this first quarter of basketball. Warnicka in the backcourt. Now Pike Central to Colton White. Top of the key, Caleb Claridge in the corner left side to White. White dribbles, takes the ball toward the free throw line, fakes his pass, gets it off to Warnicka. Now back to the top of the key, and wow, Bryant Nally gets a three. He drains it, and the Chargers take the lead back at 8-7.
Nally's on fire here in the first quarter so far, Dave.
3:43 left in this first quarter of play. Matt Martin off now to Sam Slusher. Slusher hands it off to Comer. Comer off to Martin. Martin top of the key. Martin toward the right side, passes it off to Slusher. Now it's back to Martin. Martin, inside pass, a quick shot in the air by Sellers is no good. Rebound by Bryant Nally. Here come the Chargers. Trey Warnicka with the ball, quickly off to Nally. Nally at the top of the key, passes right side to Colton White. 3:09 left in the first quarter. Pike Central with a one-point lead at 8-7, and the pass stolen. Martin takes it down court all the way, and he gets a nice layup.
He's been able to do well taking the ball to the basket so far this first quarter. So, and only being 5'11", he's finishing each and every one of them.
He's averaging 11 points a game, and today in this first quarter, he's already got six. 9-8 Greensburg, and oh, a nice move underneath the basket. Give credit to Pike Central's Gabe Elliott. He went in for the layup, and he drew the foul, so he's going to have a shot for a three-point play. The foul will be against Greensburg's Pirates number...
Martin, that's his third foul.
He's in trouble then, because with three personal fouls, Martin will be forced to take a break. Who'd they send in?
It's going to be number 14, Miles Wilkerson.
So a young freshman will enter the game now for Greensburg. So at the free throw line will be Gabe Elliott, a 6'5" senior. It's a one-point Pike Central lead right now at 10-9. He missed the free throw. So again, a one-point Charger lead with 2:38 to go in the first quarter. Down court, Kyle Sellers to Trevor Reynolds, another face in the lineup. Now Sam Slusher. Slusher takes the baseline, passes across court, and taking it inside, a missed layup by Kyle Sellers, a putback miss by Slusher, and the rebound by Nally for Pike Central. Here come the Chargers. Trey Warnicka with the ball. Warnicka off to Brayton Booker. We're approaching the two-minute mark here in this first quarter of basketball. 10-9, Pike Central with a one-point lead over Greensburg. Bryant Nally to Cameron Henson. Now it's off to Trey Warnicka. Warnicka to Elliott. Elliott off to Henson. Henson, top of the key. Cross-court pass over to Warnicka. Warnicka to Bryant Nally. They're keeping the ball in the backcourt at the moment. Now you've got Booker open. He decides to put it in the air, and he missed it. Here come the Pirates. Miles Wilkerson. Trevor Reynolds has it. Now it's off to Comer. Comer puts it up, and it's way short. It'll go out of bounds, and that's a big break for Pike Central.
The Greensburg coach is screaming for a foul. It looks like Comer may have got hit on the play, but no call nonetheless.
Yeah, the coach is really working him, Stacy Meyer. Today's game is brought to you in part by Solar Sources. Minute 09 left in this first quarter of basketball. 10-9, Pike Central with the lead and the ball. And
nice move.
Nice move inside by Brayton Booker. The 6'2" junior just calmly took it inside. Did a quick pivot, turned around, made the bucket. 12-9, Pike Central's lead at 3. Drew Comer with the ball. Comer, left side pass off to Miles Wilkerson. Wilkerson, right side pass, quickly off to Drew Comer. Comer in the backcourt. Comer with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Looks like Greensburg's going to go for the last shot of the quarter. And we've got a little touch foul, kind of cheap, that Trey Warnicka is going to get called for the reach-in. Today's game brought to you in part by the Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant. They're on State Street in Washington. That'll be a good place for fans to go to this afternoon between sessions.
Don't make me hungry this early, Dave.
There you go. Well, we have to thank the Hatchet Hospitality Room, too. Lots of options there later for us.
Absolutely.
16 seconds left on the clock. We're in the first quarter. Three-point Pike Central lead. Pirates have the basketball. Comer in the backcourt. Comer. He loses the basketball. 5 seconds left. Here comes Pike Central, and a pass and a layup. No good. And that was an interesting play. On the pass, it went off like the ankle of one of the Pike Central players. But it didn't stop Gabe Elliott from getting the ball back, trying to get the layup, but he missed it, and that ends the first quarter of play. At the end of one, it's Pike Central 12, Greensburg 9, back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW.
The Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau would like to welcome all our guests to Davies County for the 3A Basketball Regional. Good luck to all the teams as you compete for the regional championship. While you're in town, be sure to take time to visit our many businesses and restaurants. We are proud to offer a wide variety of delicious food and retail shops to help make your time in Washington a joyful experience. We hope you will come back and visit soon. For a list of festivals and events, stop by the Davies County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau at One Train Depot Street in Washington.
After months and months of searching, there it is, your dream home, and it's for sale. It's a great time to move forward and begin your new life in the home of your dreams. All you need now is the mortgage loan. Hello, this is Jessica Aldridge at Home Building Savings Bank in Petersburg and Washington. Rates and closing costs are now historically low, and we pride ourselves on quick turnarounds. Are you ready to buy your dream home with a mortgage loan from Home Building Savings Bank? You can do that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at the Hatchet House in Washington, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. This is coverage from the 3A IHSAA Boys Basketball Regional. We've got, 4,500 people probably at the Hatchet House today so far, I would guess. Full day of basketball, and we'll have all the coverage for you here on WAMW. Greensburg will open up the second quarter with the basketball. They work it around a bit. Miles Wilkerson, right side pass to Sam Slusher. Slusher off to Drew Comer. Comer off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson makes a quick pass. It's picked up by Slusher, who hands it off to Drew Comer. Comer on the left side to Miles Wilkerson. Wilkerson, top of the key to Slusher. Greensburg trying to move inside against this Charger defense. And now a quick shot from 10 feet out is in and out by Drew Comer. Rebound picked up by Gabe Elliott for the Chargers. Trey Warnicka with the basketball. Now it's off to Cameron Henson. And we've got a foul away from the ball. And I think they're going to nail Sam Slusher with the foul.
Yep, it looks like it. Slusher. And Greensburg's been riddled with fouls. As you know, as we mentioned, Martin, who is their leading scorer at this point, is on the bench with three fouls. We won't see him until after halftime. So Greensburg's definitely going to have to continue to stay out of foul trouble here.
And Pike Central, a quick three-point jump shot. No good by Cameron Henson. Rebound quickly by Greensburg. They'll bring it down court with Miles Wilkerson. He takes it in the lane but lost the handle. And it's picked up by Pike Central's Bryant Nally, so a Greensburg turnover. Down court from the free throw line, quick jumper is no good by Nally. Rebound picked up by Kyle Sellers for Greensburg. Here come the Pirates. Drew Comer with the ball, right side pass to Kyle Sellers. Sellers off to Sam Slusher. 6.5 left on the clock, we're in the first half, second quarter of action. In the lane, he should have took that to the lane. As he drove inside, he passed it off and almost lost the possession. And we're talking about Kyle Sellers, who took another shot from the right side and missed it.
Well, they seem too timid, Dave. They're just afraid to, they're afraid to make any mistakes at this point.
Oh, turnover. That's going to be Colton White. Colton basically lost the handle, and as he tried to get the ball back, he stepped on the baseline. You're right, John. They're just – Greensburg just looks a little less confident this morning.
They're a little out of sync, and even more so since Martin has sat on the bench with three fouls in the first quarter. So, just like you said, Dave, he had a wide-open layup and then ended up kicking it out, and it ended up being a turnover. So just need to be a little more confident on the part of Greensburg because they're going to have to – some of these guys are going to have to step up and score some baskets here.
Greensburg inside. They're going to wave off an attempted shot, a foul as Drew Comer – was trying to drive the lane, and that's going to go against Pike Central's Colton White. So that'll be his first, the team's second. Tonight's game, a service of the Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart.
So far, Comer's the only one really able to drive and willing to take the ball to the basket thus far for Greensburg.
Sam Slusher gets the ball to Trevor Reynolds. Now it's off to Miles Wilkerson, a freshman. In the backcourt, Drew Comer. Right side pass to Sam Slusher. Now top of the key. Three-point shot is good by Kyle Sellers, the second three of the game for the Pirates, and they've now tied the game at 12. inside for Pike Central. A missed jumper underneath, and a putback from the left wing is good by Trey Warnica. And Warnica gives the Chargers a three-point lead at 15-12. Now, Greensburg with the ball. They'll take it inside and off the glass. It's good by Drew Comer. That'll be his fifth point of the day, and that cuts the Pike Central lead to one at 15-14. 5:06 to go in the first half.
I think both teams are starting to settle in a little bit and be a little more comfortable as we see an increase in action offensively.
Trey Warnica passes to Brayton Booker. Now it's off to Henson. Henson quickly makes a pass over to Chase Davis. Davis gets it back, throws it off to Brayton Booker. Booker in the backcourt, left side pass to Chase Davis. Davis to Cameron Henson. Now to Trey Warnica, back to Davis. Davis on the left wing to Booker. Booker to Davis, Davis to Warnica. 4.5 minutes left on the clock. We're in the second quarter. And inside, and a missed opportunity by Gabe Elliott. Rebound, though, by the Chargers. And a tap-in good by Trey Warnica. Warnica has 5, and the Chargers lead the Pirates 17-14.
Got
to get and a steal. Trey Warnica makes a steal on a Greensburg pass. He takes it all the way down court for the layup. He missed it, but he draws the foul.
And you got to give credit on that last possession to Cameron Henson with that offensive rebound. Got the ball back out to Warnica, kept that possession alive. So great job by Henson to get that offensive rebound. And Pike Central right now starting to run on all cylinders here.
Indeed. Drew Comer, by the way, for Greensburg gets the foul. It was not in the act of shooting. So it'll be an inbounds play for Pike Central. Cameron Henson to the backcourt to Trey Warnica. Warnica off to Chase Davis. Davis in the backcourt to Bryant Nally. Now Davis open, top of the key. It's in and out. Rebound picked up by Greensburg's Trevor Reynolds. Down court is Wilkinson. Wilkinson tries to pass it inside. And as Sam Slusher grabbed the ball, it was knocked out of his hands and apparently last touch by Pike Central. 3:45 to go. We're in the second quarter. 17-14. Pike Central leads Greensburg. Inbounds play for the Pirates. Drew Comer. Comer, right side pass to Slusher. Slusher on the wing. Hands it off to Comer. Comer quickly passes left side to Sellers. Sellers underneath with a pass to Trevor Reynolds. Reynolds will score. And the Pirates have cut the Charger lead to one at 17-14.
Nice job there offensively by Greensburg, finding the open man underneath, starting to settle in themselves just a little bit here with 3:13 to go here in the first half.
So the Chargers with Trey Warnica. Now it's off to Colton White. White off to Chase Davis. Davis open from three. He got it. Nice job by Chase Davis. And the Chargers have their largest lead of the game at 4, 20-16.
Well, if they're not going to guard you, you might as well shoot it.
Absolutely. Sam Slusher with the ball now for the Pirates. Slusher hands it off to Wilkerson at the top of the key. Wilkerson takes it toward the lane, inside, and he got it. Nice job by Miles Wilkerson. He's only a freshman. Pirates cut the lead to 2 at 20-18. Trevor Reynolds, Chase Davis, rather. Davis off now to Trey Warnica. Warnica to Bryant Nally. Nally quickly off to Colton White. White to Nally. Nally top of the key. Right side pass to Davis, still in the backcourt. Backcourt pass from White to Warnica to Davis. Davis in the lane, kicks it back out to Cameron Henson, who had to go chasing it, but he got it before it went out of bounds. We're at the 2-minute mark here in the second quarter. 20-18, Pike Central. Chargers have the two-point lead and the basketball.
I think Pike Central is just going to be happy to kind of run a little clock here and look for a good shot. Definitely, if you're Pike Central, you want to go into halftime with the lead, and I think that's kind of the mindset that they're looking for here.
And now inside, nice move by Warnica. He missed it. Nally gets the rebound, though, and
nice
he
passes
it off, and there it is. A nice move by Colton White, and he nails the layup to give Pike Central a four-point lead. 22-18, Pike Central on top. 1:20 to go here in the second quarter. Wilkinson passes it off to Comer. Comer off now to Sam Slusher. Slusher back to Comer. Comer top of the key. Comer puts up a long three. He missed it. Rebound picked up by Pike Central's Trey Warnicka. Warnicka down court to Cameron Henson. A minute left here in the second quarter. And a fake in the way back court by Colton White. That would have been an NBA three if he would have went for it. Chase Davis. Now to Colton White. Davis off to Warnicka. Warnicka in the backcourt to White. 39 seconds left on the clock here in the second quarter. Chase Davis. Right side pass to Colton White. Top of the key is Cameron Henson. And a quick pass to Trey Warnicka. 26 seconds left on the clock. Pike Central just takes their time passing the ball in the backcourt. Now Nally is there. Nally, he drug his foot. They're going to call traveling. So a break for Greensburg with 18 and a half seconds to go here in this first half. Today's game, a service of the Fish Hut. The Fish Hut now has locations in Petersburg, Winslow, and at Princeton. Who'd they send in?
They put Martin back in for this final possession here, so somewhat of a risky move here. I guess you want Martin, you know, your best offensive player at this point, want him on the court to try to get some points, but they pick up a foul. That's going to be devastating moving forward.
And Martin almost got his pocket picked. 3 seconds left. He puts up a long shot, missed it. That's the end of the first half of play. With our score, Pike Central 22, Greensburg 18. We'll come back to the Hatchet House in 2 minutes on WAMW.
Hey, regional fans, between or after the games this weekend, be sure to visit El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway next to Hank's. El Mazatlan offers a quiet setting with delicious, authentic Tex-Mex cuisine that is sure to please everyone. From their daily lunch and dinner specials to the kids' menu and cold drinks to wash it all down, a trip to El Mazatlan is in your near future. El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway, open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m.
Looking for a great deal and a dependable vehicle? Look no further than Walker Motors in Petersburg. They buy, sell, and trade cars, trucks, SUVs, recreational vehicles, golf carts, and more. Check them out. They have new inventory weekly. Walker Motors is locally owned and operated by Spencer Walker. Stop by or call 812-354-2688. Walker Motors. See them for your next pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Good luck to the Chargers and the tournaments.
The Bakery House is Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington, offering fresh donuts Tuesday through Sunday, bright and early at 5 a.m., plus hot breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, and more to start your morning off right. For lunch, choose from the Daily Plate Lunch Special. Drive-through service available and special orders welcome at 257-1111. The Bakery House is proud to be Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington.
The team members of Indianapolis Power and Light Petersburg Generating Station wish good luck to the area high school basketball teams in the tournament this weekend. IP&L's team members have been the best in the electricity industry since 1926. When you visit the state capitol, remember your team members at the Petersburg Generating Station are the people who keep the energy flowing around the clock. Indianapolis Power and Light. Visit IPLpower.com.
We're back at the famous Hatchet House in Washington, Indiana, home of the Indiana High School Athletic Association's 3A Boys Basketball Regional, where Washington's hosting this regional event today. And in our first game, Pike Central is leading Greensburg 22-18 after leading 12-9 in the first quarter. And Pike Central really dominating in the crowd section, that's for sure. And the Chargers playing a little better basketball to have a four-point lead here at halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, so far it's been a really good matchup. And if you figure, you know, if you're Greensburg, knowing you're coming in without your leading scorer, your second leading scorer sat on the bench for all of the second quarter, and you're only down 4 points, you can't be terribly disappointed with that outcome, Dave.
Indeed. So, and again, the Chargers, if they can just play about 16 more minutes of some good basketball, they're going to be in the championship for the regional tonight.
Absolutely. And it looks like, you know, Pike Central has the momentum. They have a little bit of a lead going into halftime, but, you know, there's still a lot of basketball left to play. But also on the other coin, you know,
as I mentioned, Greensburg shouldn't be too disappointed. You got to be pretty optimistic if you're a Pike Central Charger fan right now. If they continue to play the way they've played in the first half, they've, you know, it's reasonable to expect that, they'll be playing tonight.
I just got a score from our Rockville station. North Vermilion is trailing after one quarter against Lafayette Central Catholic at Frankfort, 22-4. Ouch.
Yeah, that's not exactly what you want to see if you're a Falcon fan, but, you know, hey, at least they're playing today, right, Dave?
That's right, that's right. You got to give them that. So, and it's always good to keep playing, although I have to admit, I was so confident Purdue was going all the way in the Big Ten Conference Championship this year, and they laid an egg yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I got to say, being an IU fan, I wasn't disappointed to see that naturally. But, yeah, they kind of blew it against Michigan. And then, obviously, IU last night kind of played true to their form this year and got beat.
And, by the way, that's 2 years in a row that Michigan has taken out the top seed in the Big Ten Conference tournament.
It is.
So, you know, and even though I'm not real impressed with Bobby Knight, especially after what he said yesterday to Dan Patrick, you know, I remember what Bobby used to say about doing like an end-of-season conference tournament. And, you know, it is kind of sad that you work all season long to win your conference, and then in one single day you can lose that conference title.
It's all for naught in one blink of an eye. And that tournament has been – it hasn't been very predictable over the years. So I can see why Bob Knight was against it, obviously. And then, yeah, you're right, some unfortunate things on the Dan Patrick show yesterday mind.
That was a bit tragic to hear the general – wish that everyone at IU was dead that was affiliated with the administration when he was there. So, wow.
Well, and the bad part is that some of them are. I mean, Miles Brand
is
what was the leading person in that whole thing, and he passed away a few years back. And, you know, it's just sad to see, you know, as an IU fan, you always, you know, I was telling my son this last night, if you turn, you know, before pregame, you turn the lights off, you turn the lights back on and Bob Knight was standing out there, the roof would blow off Assembly Hall.
Yep.
But, you know, just unfortunate things, and I don't ever think that's going to happen.
Well, let's give you a quick recap of our first half scoring, John.
Well, both teams started off a little rough, but obviously, you know, ended up pretty well. Didn't shoot a whole lot of field goals, as we'll start with Greensburg. They were 8 of 18 shooting in the first half, so 44% from the field, so you got to be happy with that. They were 2 for 4 from three-point range, so 50% there, that was good. As far as the scoring goes, they were led in scoring by Matt Martin with 6 points, followed by Drew Comer with 5. Kyle Sellers had a lone three-point basket for 3. And then Trevor Reynolds and Miles Wilkerson both chipped in 2 points for the Pirates of Greensburg. For the Chargers of Pike Central, they were led in scoring by Bryant Nally, who had 8 points. Trey Warnicka had 5. Colton White, 2. Gabe Elliott with 2 points. And Chase Davis with that big three-pointer there towards the end of the second quarter. Pike Central as a team only shot 15 shots from the field. They were 9 of 15 for 60%, so excellent shooting in the first half for Pike Central. They were, if you take out the three-point shots, which they were 3 of 7, so if you take that out, pretty spot on from inside the three-point arc. One of the big stats, Dave, to look at as the first half, both teams did well turning the ball over, just a couple turnovers for each team. But the big thing, the big difference right now, I think, is Pike Central's 3 offensive rebounds. 2 of those were put back for points. Greensburg has 0 offensive rebounds thus far.
That hurts. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with second half action. It's Pike Central 22. Greensburg 18. It's the opening game of the 3A Regional from the Hatchet House in Washington. Back with more after these messages.
Save money when you fuel up at Petersburg's Sunoco Food Mart in Petersburg. You can save 3 cents off on each gallon of gas when you pay cash. Don't forget to pick up a fountain drink for only 69 cents. They carry many varieties of chips, cupcakes, and snacks.
Business hours are 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight. 24-hour gas pumps are available paying with credit card. Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart at 907 Main Street in Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers.
Hamilton's Water Conditioning provides all types of grade A salt products at their drive-thru. They'll load the salt for you, and you can be on your way in a matter of minutes. They also stock filters that'll fit any and all of your filtration needs. They're an independent dealer that provides a variety of equipment and proudly selling the number one and number two best-selling equipment in the world. Top quality you can count on. Buy one for the rest of your life. Call Hamilton's Water Conditioning today at 812-254-0779.
The Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the regional. Stop by the Fish Hut for a delicious meal anytime. From their delicious appetizers, to their fresh salads, to the famous signature hand-battered fish sandwich, and the awesome pizza. With many different toppings to choose from, you can never go wrong with a trip to the Fish Hut. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Good luck, Chargers, from the Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow. The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington is proud to offer a full restaurant, now open inside the bowling alley. Several unique varieties of pizzas and sandwiches that are sure to satisfy anyone's taste buds. From strombolis to fish, a delicious tenderloin, wings, and famous pizza pies, the Kingpin Bowling Center has a great meal ready for you tonight. Call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-0632. Remember, the Kingpin is now open for lunch Fridays from 11 to 2. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant on State Street in Washington.
We're back at the Hatchet House, ready for third quarter action. Pike Central leads Greensburg 22-18, and the Chargers will have the basketball to start this third quarter. Trey Warnicka makes the pass off to Colton White. He drives it right in for a nice layup.
Nice move by White to fake the defender, a little Euro step, and take it right to the basket.
24-18, Pike Central by six. Greensburg responds, but they missed a jumper by Drew Comer from the left side. So now Pike Central down court. There's a toss in to Nally, but he loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Greensburg basketball. Tonight's game, or today's game, a service of Good Samaritan, proudly serving the health needs of Pike County at their Petersburg Medical Clinic located at 611 Main Street. 24-18, Pike Central with the lead, 7:28 to go in the third quarter.
Pike Central showing a little three-quarter court trap here for the first time this afternoon.
Matt Martin back in the game after getting three fouls early in that first quarter for the Pirates, and they need him on the floor. He'll pass it off to Kyle Sellers. Sellers off to Reynolds. Reynolds off to Martin. Martin open for three. It's in and out, and it goes off the leg of Greensburg Sam Slusher, so Pike Central will get it back with 7:05 to go. Today's game a service of, well, imagine that, John Gear with Shelter Insurance, as well as Mattress by Appointment in Washington.
Shocking, isn't it?
Shocking. How about that? You're spending all the money I'm paying you today, man, and then some.
That's not a very good business model, is it?
6:49 to go here in the third quarter with a 24-18 game. Pike Central on top. You got Colton White passing it off to Trey Warnicka. Warnicka. Left side pass, three-point shot on the way. Way off the mark by Claridge. Nally gets the rebound, puts it up and in, and he draws the foul.
There's those offensive rebounds, Dave, that I talked about at halftime. As that is the third offensive rebound that Pike Central has turned into points. And Nally just, you know, a shot was off by Claridge, but Nally was there to clean it up, put it in, and now steps to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play here.
Slusher gets the foul. That'll be his second. Nally's free throw shot is good. And Pike Central has opened up their biggest lead. Now at 9, 27-18. Chargers on top. Now here comes Greensburg. Matt Martin with the ball. Martin, right side pass to Sam Slusher. Slusher off to Martin. Martin off to Sellers. And a whistle blown. What'd they call, a foul away from the ball?
They got an offensive foul. It looks like it's going to be on Reynolds.
Well, that won't make Coach Stacy Meyer very happy for the Pirates. So Reynolds gets the foul. That will be his first. They'll turn the ball over. And now here comes Pike Central leading 27-18, 6:07 to go in the third quarter.
a three-point basket here by Pike Central would blow the roof off the Hatchet House, I think.
I think it would, too. And, man, these Pike Central fans, they brought it today. They are here in Moss. Inside, you've got Elliott, a quick pass, and now the ball knocked away. It's going to be Pike Central basketball. Today's game is a service of Four Rivers Resource Services. Join their team today by visiting frrs.org. Inbounds play. Pike Central will have it with Gabe Elliott. Elliott throws it off to Nally. Nally back to Elliott. Now to Trey Warnicka. In the backcourt, Claridge to White. White hands it off. Quick pass to Warnicka, who throws it over toward the left side to Claridge. Claridge gets it right back after a pass to Warnicka. Claridge takes it in. Little 10-foot jumper is good. Caleb Claridge, a 5'11 junior, gets his first two of the night, of the morning. 29-18 our score, Pike Central. And now a three-point attempt by Kyle Sellers for Greensburg is no good. Pike Central gets the rebound with Gabe Elliott. Down court is Colton White. White off to Trey Warnicka. Now it's off to Gabe Elliott. Elliott, pass to White. And now White tries a three. It's no good. Rebound by Nally. He takes it inside, misses the jumper, but he draws the foul. That'll stop the clock with 4:51 to go in the third quarter. And the foul, by the way, against Greensburg, that'll be against Trevor Reynolds again. That'll be his second. And a timeout is called. With 4:51 to go in the third quarter, it's Pike Central 29. Greensburg 18. Back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW.
Hey, basketball fans, are you looking for something to do between the games this weekend? Visit Jumpin' Jacks Family Fun Center next to Walmart on Highway 57 in Washington. With inflatables for the kids and over 40 arcades, spend your free time with hours of fun at Jumpin' Jacks in Washington. Jumpin' Jacks is also proud to offer a great snack bar that has the best pizza and other appetizing favorites to enjoy while the kids play. Jumpin' Jacks Family Fun Center, next to Walmart, Highway 57 South in Washington. Open 7 days a week. Be sure to follow on Facebook for special offers.
Board-certified orthodontist Dr. Lena Helms knows that one of the keys to success is teamwork. With a friendly atmosphere, qualified assistants, in-house lab services, and payment options to meet your needs, Dr. Helms' office has all the tools to create a winning smile. Visit LanaHelms.com or call 812-254-4500 to let the team at Dr. Helms' office make your goal of a healthy, beautiful smile a reality.
Well, South Knox has a strong lead at halftime. They are at Paoli at the 2A Regional, and they lead 31-14 at the half. Here at the Washington 3A Regional, Pike Central taking control, leading 29-18, and Bryant Nally, a 6'5" junior, is at the free throw line. His first shot is up and good. Today's game brought to you in part by El Mazatlan, delicious, authentic Tex-Mex cuisine in Washington, right next to Hank's. Bryant Nally at the line. Next free throw shot is up and good. 31-18, Pike Central's biggest lead now at 13 points. Greensburg down court. Sam Slusher to Matt Martin. Martin takes it all the way inside, gets the layup for his eighth point of the game. 31-20, Pike Central's lead cut to 11. Colton White will direct traffic from the top of the key. White passes it off. He gives it to Caleb Claridge. Claridge off to Gabe Elliott. Now to Trey Warnicka. Warnicka off to Claridge. He takes it inside, misses the layup. Nally tried to go after it, but it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Greensburg basketball.
I think they're actually going to get Nally with a foul on that for maybe
they did.
The back
okay.
call. So
Nally gets his first.
Yeah, no worries for Pike Central fans, as none of the Chargers are in any sort of foul trouble at this point.
Matt Martin with the basketball. Now to Drew Comer. Comer quickly off to Kyle Sellers. Inside backdoor pass to Trevor Reynolds, and the senior gets the layup for his fourth point of the day. 31-22 is our score. It's 4 minutes left here in the third quarter, and Pike Central leading. Trey Warnicka with the ball. On the right side, he'll pass it off to Caleb Claridge. Now back to Warnicka. Warnicka takes it and puts it up from 10. It's good.
Nice spin move off the glass by Warnicka. You don't see that very much anymore using the backboard, but great job by Warnicka to get in there and get the basket.
And a steal. Nice job by Bryant Nally. Stole the ball at midcourt, took it inside, missed the layup. Rebound by Claridge, and his putback is good. 33-22, and Pike Central takes an 11-point lead. 3:20 left in the third quarter. Now Greensburg with the ball. Comer in the backcourt Matt Martin. Martin passes over to Drew Comer. Comer gives it back to Martin. Top of the key, it's Comer. Now near the free throw line, Martin puts it up and in. He's got 10 points.
Tough shot by Martin. You got to give him credits. You know, he's battling back, trying to make up for those early fouls in the first half.
35-24, Pike Central lead back to 11 with 2:47 to go in the third quarter. Now, Colton White off now to Trey Warnicka. Warnicka off to Caleb Claridge. Claridge throws it back to Warnicka in the backcourt. He passes right side to Colton White. Now it's picked up by Trey Warnicka on the right corner. Warnicka throws it to the top of the key to Caleb Claridge. Claridge quickly passes it off to Colton White. White back to Claridge. He drives the baseline, and he draws the foul. So that'll stop the clock with 2:22 to go here in this third quarter. And the foul will be against Greensburg's Kyle Sellers. That will be his first. Today's game brought to you in part by the Baymont Inn and Suites in Washington. And we also want to thank Hamilton's Water Conditioning in Washington. Inbounds play for Pike Central. Gabe Elliott throws it to the backcourt to Bryant Nally. Nally off to Brayton Booker. Booker off to Chase Davis. Davis cross-court pass to Warnicka. Warnicka off to Elliott. Elliott backdoor pass into Nally. And oh, the ball taken away. Nothing called there. They're going to call it a block, even though Nally hit the deck for a moment. And now we've got a traveling violation against Greensburg in the lane. And, oh, Coach Stacy Meyer is just livid.
I thought he was going to jump 10 feet off the ground after that, because it looked like Nally was maybe getting – looked like Nally was fouled on the other end, maybe looked to get a little retaliation foul. They called a travel, and Coach Meyer was just absolutely livid.
Trey Warnicka with the ball. Right side pass to Gabe Elliott. Elliott gives it up to Bryant Nally. Nally, right side pass to Warnicka. Warnicka off to Booker. Booker to Nally. Nally to Davis. Davis, right side pass, gives it to Booker. Booker to Nally. Nally to Warnicka. He drives it inside, gets a layup.
Nice take to the hole by Warnicka, as he's been aggressive all.
Now Greensburg takes it all the way the other direction, and Miles Wilkinson gets a layup. 37-26. It's Pike Central leading Greensburg by 11. A minute 17 to go here in the third quarter. And Davis just traveled. Today's game brought to you in part by the Living Room Center. They're located across from Save-A-Lot in Washington. And if you're looking for something to do later today, Jumpin' Jack's Family Fun Center has games and inflatables, Highway 57 South in Washington. 37-26, Chargers lead the Pirates. We're approaching the one-minute mark here in the third quarter. Matt Martin takes it inside, and he misses a little scoop layup. Now Pike Central gets it back. Trey Warnicka with the ball. Warnicka in the backcourt. They'll probably go for the last shot of the quarter, I would assume. 46 seconds left in quarter number three. Trey Warnicka, right side pass to Brayton Booker. Now it's off to Bryant Nally. Nally to Chase Davis. Davis off to Brayton Booker. 30 seconds left on the clock here in the third quarter. Booker hands it off to Nally. Nally deep in the backcourt. 22 seconds left. Trey Warnicka with the ball. Pike Central fans approve. They're on their feet. 14 seconds left on the clock here in quarter number three. Davis to Nally. Inside pass. Warnicka gets the layup with 5 seconds to go. Greensburg with Martin. Long desperation shot. It was close, but that ends the third quarter. Our score, Pike Central 39, Greensburg 26. Stay with us. Back to the Hatchet House in 60 seconds on WAMW.
I'm Lynn Kincaid with Four Rivers. I get to work with some amazing people. The consumers that we take out of nursing facilities, take them around the community, and the staff, it's also incredible. Very well trained, very caring. It's a joy to do something different every day, to see the eyes of the consumers light up, to see the caring attitude of the staff that I work with. It's about getting out, doing something important with my life, helping people to realize their dreams and their goals. I would certainly encourage you, whether it's you're looking for a first job, a new job, or if you've had a career and looking for something to continue to interest you in your life, think about being a direct service professional. Think about having the job that you can love again and make a difference in somebody's life.
Apply today at Four Rivers, 812-254-4402.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear, 39-26. Pike Central with the lead as we start this fourth quarter. Today's game brought to you in part by Walker Motors in Petersburg. We also want to thank the Bakery House, Washington Sweet Spot at 2nd and West National Highway. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Pike Central has the basketball, or Greensburg rather, has the basketball, and a three-point attempt is up and good by Drew Comer. John, you had an interesting statistic during the timeout about Pike Central's third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think Pike Central missed a shot the entire third quarter.
How about that?
They took seven shots, and by my math and all accounts, they made every single one of them. So, you know, if you're going to, and I guess that's the reason for the extended lead, as we were, it was, what, a four-point game at halftime and
yep.
Stretched out to, well, I guess it was
13
at the end of three. So that would be a reason. If you're not going to miss any shots, that'll help you get a lead every time.
Pike Central just passing it around right now. The clock is their friend as we have 7:08 left in the game. Elliott, ooh, a nice backdoor pass. And a nice layup good by Colton White. White has six. He draws the foul, and that will make it 41-29. Pike Central with the lead, a chance to get back to a baker's dozen, brought to you by the Bakery House. Now, at the line, White, ready for the free throw. It's up, and it's no good. So 7 minutes left in the game. Greensburg down court. Martin tries to go all the way, but he misses the layup, and he draws the foul.
And you know, Dave, just look back at the third quarter as well. Greensburg was 5 of 6 shooting. They just didn't get off as many shots. Had a few turnovers there and things. But so both teams settling in here in the second half.
Matt Martin at the line. This is the first time Greensburg's been to the free throw line all morning long. He gets his first one. He's ready for his second. Free throw shot is up, and it's no good. And a scramble for the rebound. Martin trying to save it. And now it's
picked.
Oh, did he get a timeout? No, he stepped on the baseline. That was Greensburg Sam Slusher. Boy, give Martin credit. He was all over the floor trying to get the ball back. But it wasn't meant to be. So Pike Central ready for the inbounds play. Now, Pike Central with Nally. Nally with the basketball. Gets it. Well, he's trying to get it across the timeline. Makes the pass down court to Colton White. Nally picks it back up. He'll hand it off to Booker. Booker quickly off to Trey Warnicka. I'd make him come after you at this point. 41-30 lead. Here's Warnicka. He'll put it up from 15. It's no good. Rebound picked up by Greensburg on a fast break. And the layup good by Sam Slusher.
Yeah, this thing's far from being over as Greensburg decides to start with a little full court press here as Pike Central easily gets it across.
Down court for PC, 6:12 left on the clock. It's a 9-point Charger lead. Colton White, bounce pass off to Brayton Booker. Booker, with 6 minutes to go, passes to Warnicka. Now it's off to Bryant Nally. And the ball gets away. It's going to be out of bounds, but it's still going to be Pike Central basketball. Today's game brought to you in part by Dr. Lana Helms, orthodontist in Washington. Making smiles daily. Also want to thank our friends at the Washington Times Herald. Check them out online at washtimesherald.com. A break in the action with 5:52 to go in the game. Pike Central 41, Greensburg 32. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMW.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington is proud to offer a full restaurant now open inside the bowling alley. Several unique varieties of pizzas and sandwiches that are sure to satisfy anyone's taste buds. From strombolis to fish, a delicious tenderloin, wings, and famous pizza pies, the Kingpin Bowling Center has a great meal ready for you tonight. Call ahead and your order will be ready at 254-0632. Remember, the Kingpin is now open for lunch Fridays from 11 to 2. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Restaurant on State Street in Washington.
We're back at the Hatchet House in Washington. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 41-32 is our score. Pike Central leads in the opening game of the 3A Regional at the Hatchet House. We have 5:52 to go in the game. Today's game is service of Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau agent in Petersburg. Inbounds play and the ball stolen by Greensburg. Nice job by Sam Slusher, who took away the inbounds pass to Pike Central. And inside, off the glass, they're going to count it. Drew Comer gets a layup, and he draws a foul. And just, you know, if you're not careful, you can let the Pirates back into this game here in a short amount of time, John.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, Pike Central built up a 13-point lead at the end of three. Now it's down to seven. Comer's going to step to the line here to try to cut it to six. And, you know, Greensburg, you can see the intensity, you see the urgency building. So Pike Central needs to keep their foot on the gas pedal here and not let up any.
Comer gets the free throw, so now it is down to a six-point lead after Pike Central led by 13. And inbounds play. They're going after him. Did they force a jump ball?
And they're going to call a foul on Greensburg.
Oh, Coach Stacy Meyer doesn't like that one at all. And neither do many of the Greensburg fans. So they're going to call, with 5:40 to go in the game, they're going to call a foul against what? Well, wait a minute.
You even got Comer. The AD down here arguing with the refs. I mean, it's going to be a struggle here for Greensburg not to get teed up.
Drew Comer got a second foul, by the way. Warnicka takes it all the way down court, and he gets a layup for his 13th point of the game. 43-35, Pike Central by 8. 5:25 to go in the game. Greensburg with the basketball. Drew Comer with the ball. He fakes the top of the key shot, or near top of the key. Now it's to Matt Martin. Martin off to Drew Comer. Comer to Martin. Martin top of the key. Martin takes it inside. I thought they're going to nail him for traveling, but apparently not. It'll stop the clock with 5:08 to go in the game. That foul is going to be against 13. That would be Caleb Claridge. So that'll be his first, and that'll be the team's fourth. So they'll inbounds the ball to Greensburg. Trevor Reynolds passes it off to Comer. Comer looks for help. He finds Slusher. He takes it in, misses the layup, but he'll draw the foul, and that'll stop the clock with 5 minutes to go in the game. And the foul that time, I believe they're going to nail Bryant Nally. That'll be his second, and a timeout is called. With 5 minutes left in the game, 43-35, Pike Central, back to the Hatchet House after these messages.
Save money when you fuel up at Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart in Petersburg. You can save 3 cents off on each gallon of gas when you pay cash. Don't forget to pick up a fountain drink for only 69 cents. They carry many varieties of chips, cupcakes, and snacks. Business hours are 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight. 24-hour gas pumps are available paying with credit card. Petersburg Sunoco Food Mart at 907 Main Street in Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers.
Back at the Hatchet House in Washington, home of the 3A Regional, I'm Dave Crooks, along with John Gear on WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide, WAMW-AMFM.com. Hatchet House is rocking today for this regional tournament, and Pike Central trying to advance to the championship tonight. At the line will be Sam Slusher. His free throw shot is up, and it's no good. Today's game, brought to you in part by Indianapolis Power and Light, Petersburg Generating Station. Slusher, ready for the next one. It's up and it's no good. Rebound picked up by Pike Central. They've got a wide open man underneath all by himself. And a nice layup by Caleb Claridge.
Doesn't get any easier than that.
45-35, Pike Central takes a 10-point lead. Greensburg drives it inside. Oh, a beautiful reverse layup by the freshman, Miles Wilkerson. He made that look like a college play. He draws the foul, so that'll make it 45-37. He'll head to the free throw line to try to make it a 3-point play. We'll remind you that today's game brought to you in part by the Daviess County Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, that was an outstanding play by the freshman for the reverse layup, draw the foul, and head to the line.
And he made the free throw. So that makes it a 7-point lead, 45-38, Pike Central. Here come the Chargers. Gabe Elliott down court. Elliott, bounce pass off to Caleb Claridge. Claridge up high on the wing, right side, in the backcourt. He now maneuvers toward the left side. He's just trying to play a little keep away now. Now Colton White has it.
Yep.
Oh, now, baseline effort. Well, that's Claridge again, but he faked the drive to the basket. Instead, threw it off to Trey Warnicka. And now the ball is in the backcourt to Caleb Claridge.
I thought Claridge was going to take it to the basket, but he wisely,
there's White,
kicked it back out as Pike Central is doing the wise thing here and just kind of taking their time to make sure they get good shots and not let Greensburg, as Greensburg, now has to foul.
And they did. So 42 commits the foul. That's let me correct that. That's 14, Miles Wilkinson. That'll be his second foul of the day, and that'll actually put Pike Central in the bonus. So this will put at the line for Pike Central, Caleb Claridge. Claridge, his first free throw shot is up, and it is good. Today's game brought to you in part by Wyatt Seed Company. Glad to have them sponsoring today's broadcast.
Pike Central is 5 of 8 from the free throw line thus far this afternoon as Claridge gets ready for the second one.
He got it.
Make that 6 of 9.
So Pike Central's lead now at 9, 47-38 with 3:57 to go in the game. Claridge takes a break. So Pike Central, they'll defend against the Pirates. Martin to Comer. Now it's off to Wilkerson. And his pass almost stolen. Nice effort by Trey Warnicka.
But Martin did a nice job of saving that from being near disaster for Greensburg.
Martin's a good player.
Yeah,
and, he got away with an extra foot there. A three-point attempt, no good by Drew Comer. Rebound by Trey Warnicka. Here comes Pike Central. Down court, Nally with the ball. Nally, inside pass. Elliott wide open, and he gets the layup. Gabe Elliott has 4. Charger fans are smelling victory. 49-38 with 3:14 to go in the game.
It's definitely Pike Central's game to lose here, Dave.
And Martin missed an easy layup underneath. The ball is loose. There's a scrum on the floor. And, they got a timeout called just in time for Pike Central. And, they've got the whole coaching staff in the middle of the floor right now celebrating. We'll take a break with 3:04 to go in the game. Pike Central 49 and Greensburg 38, back with more in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Solar Sources is currently hiring all positions at multiple locations. Stop by Solar Sources and pick up an application today. Solar Sources' main office is located at 625 North 9th Street in Petersburg. If you're looking for a great job opportunity, stop by Solar Sources in Petersburg and pick up an application today. Congratulations to the Chargers on a successful basketball season. The staff at Solar Sources would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
Back at the Hatchet House in Washington, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 49-38, Pike Central trying to advance to the regional championship tonight as they lead the Greensburg Pirates. We're getting set for the inbounds play for Pike Central. Today's game a service of Michael's Graphics in Petersburg. Inbounds play for PC. Here comes Colton White. White tried to take it all the way down court, but he draws a foul, and that's going to go against Greensburg's Drew Comer, and that'll be his third.
And Colton White will step to the free throw line for the front end of the 1-1 here. See if Colton can extend the Pike Central lead here.
Well, he missed his first attempt at a free throw today, but he made up for it right then as he made that one. Today's game also brought to you in part by Home Building Savings Bank with locations in Petersburg and Washington.
Pike Central shooting 70% from the free throw line so far, and I'm sure as this game continues, they'll have more opportunities to shoot free throws.
Next free throw shot is good, and just like that, Pike Central's back to their 13-point lead that they had earlier in the game. 51-38 Pike Central. 2:53 left in the game, and look at that.
Nice move
underneath, and Kyle Sellers gets a layup. And I would think Greensburg would want a chance to talk it over, but now what we got after the shot?
I don't know what happened.
Little confusion by the officials, but now we're going to let them inbounds the ball. It's nothing called officially. So now down court for Pike Central, Colton White. White inside to Nally, and Nally gets the layup.
Great pass by White, dishing it off to Nally there for the easy two-pointer.
53-40, back to a 13-point lead for Pike Central. Greensburg with the basketball. Inside, but they'll kick it back out to Matt Martin. Martin kind of surrounded. He's going to draw the foul. I think they're going to nab Trey Warnicka with that one.
And that will be the seventh team foul on Pike Central. So Martin will head to the line for the front end of the one-and-one here.
Well, at the end of three, South Knox is leading South Ripley 46-29. So it looks like they're going to advance to the Paoli 2A Regional Championship. Matt Martin, who's 1-for-2 today from the line. He missed his free throw shot on the one-and-one. Going after the rebound, it's going to be out of bounds. And it looks like the ball is going to go to Pike Central.
And that still leaves Greensburg with zero offensive rebounds on the day so far.
Wow. Down court, Brayton Booker with the ball, and he lost the handle, and it's stolen by Greensburg. Greensburg down court with Wilkinson. He'll hand it off to Matt Martin, and Martin gets his 13th point of the game. 53-43, Pike Central's lead at 10. They're blowing the whistle to let him inbounds the ball as the ball got away from him after the layup. Now, down court, Pike Central with the ball with Colton White. White hands it off to Bryant Nally. Under 2 minutes left in this game. And Elliott is fouled in the backcourt with a minute 55 to go. Pike Central fans wanting the technical on that foul, but they're not going to get it.
Well, even the referee came in and looked at Slusher kind of with his hands up like, come on, man. I mean, there's no reason to hog time, just fouling.
So that'll send Elliott to the free throw line. Gabe Elliott is 0-for-1 today. So he'll have a chance for a 1-and-1 here. Free throw shot is up, and it is good. He'll have one more coming. 54-43. It's an 11-point lead.
Well, on the next Greensburg foul, Pike Central will be in the double bonus.
Well, he missed the second free throw. Greensburg gets the rebound. Down court, Matt Martin with the ball. And the ball gets away, and it's going to be out of bounds, and I think Greensburg keeps it.
Nice hustle by Colton White to get the deflection.
Hey, guys. You guys got to move. Thank you. Okay. Got to get the distractions out of our way. The cookie sellers decided to plant themselves right in front of us.
Which is a big enough distraction for me anyway.
There you go. Martin takes it inside for a layup, and he missed it. And now they're fighting for it on the floor. Who's going to get it? Clock will stop with a minute 35 to go. And what'd they call? A timeout.
Greensburg's going to take a timeout
here. Let's take a break. A minute 35 left in the game. 54-43, Pike Central. Back with more in 30 seconds on WAMW.
Wyatt Seed Company, located at 2415 Highway 57 North Petersburg. Dealer in lawn and feed seed. They carry Purina livestock feed for chickens, cattle, goats, ducks, and horses. They have Pride dog feed and Sport Mix dog feed. Business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 8 to 12. You can reach Wyatt Seed Company at 812-354-8541. Congratulations, Chargers, on your sectional win. The staff at Wyatt Seed Company would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. 54-43, Pike Central trying to move on to the regional championship tonight here at the Hatchet House. And it looks like they've got a good shot to close this deal. We'll know in the next few seconds.
Yeah, you can smell popcorn and a Charger victory here at the Hatchet House.
Indeed, and we've got a whistle blown. Foul called at midcourt. That's going to be against Greensburg's Sam Slusher, and that will be his fourth foul of the day.
And that'll put Gabe Elliott at the line for two shots as they'll be in the double bonus from here on out. Pike Central will be, that is.
So Elliott, 1-for-3 today from the free throw line. Shot in the air and good. Don't forget game two coming up featuring Brownstown Central, third-ranked team in 3A against fifth-ranked Evansville Bossy.
They may be able to score faster than I can keep stats. I'm not sure.
Elliott's next free throw shot is good. That makes it 56-43, back to a Baker's Dozen lead for Pike Central. Down court, three-point attempt on the way by Matt Martin. It's no good. And a Greensburg rebound, and they're struggling inside, but a quick shot off the glass is no good by Sam Slusher. A minute 10 left in the game. Trey Warnica down court to Bryant Nally, and a foul called with a minute 4 to go. And Nally probably should have stopped his drive to the basket after the whistle was blown, but he kind of impressed the hometown crowd with his quick dunk.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Kyle Sellers picks up the foul. So Bryant Nally back at the line where he is 4-of-5 today from the free throw stripe. Shot in the air, and it is around the rim, no good.
That one was about halfway down before it rolled out.
56-43, and if he makes this free throw, it would be Pike Central's largest lead, I believe. They've not gotten beyond 13 until now. A 14-point Pike Central lead, 57-43. A minute left in the game. Now, Wilkerson from the left side, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound by Colton White for Pike Central. And the Chargers are on their feet. The ball stolen. Miles Wilkerson takes it down court, and he gets a layup. They need to close the deal here. 57-45. Pike Central by 12. 36 seconds left on the clock. You've got Trey Warnica. He'll hand it off to Colton White. 28 seconds left.
I think Greensburg's just going to concede here, as there's no reason not to, as they're just going to let Pike Central dribble out the...
There's Warnica taking it inside, and he gets a layup. 15 points for Trey Warnica. 13 seconds left on the clock. The Chargers are ahead by 14. And now a Greensburg layup. That was 22. Sam Slusher. It's not going to matter. 5 seconds left on the clock. There it is. Pike Central has done it. They have defeated the Greensburg Pirates. Your final score, Pike Central 59, the Pirates of Greensburg 47. So Pike Central moves on to the championship game tonight, and we'll have the coverage for you at 7:35 here on Memories 107.9. Stay tuned. We've got Bossy and Brownstown Central coming up, and, of course, our postgame show for the Chargers and the Pirates. Back to the Hatchet House after these messages.
The Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the regional. Stop by the Fish Hut for a delicious meal anytime. From their delicious appetizers, to their fresh salads, to the famous signature hand-battered fish sandwich, and the awesome pizza. With many different toppings to choose from, you can never go wrong with a trip to the Fish Hut. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Good luck, Chargers, from the Fish Hut in Petersburg and Winslow.
Hamilton's Water Conditioning, 40 years of serving the tri-state area. Residential, commercial, industrial, complete water treatment. Bad tasting water, smelly water, or rust water, we treat all elements, bacteria, and nitrates. You can save 80% on all soap products, shampoos, and cleansers. Razor blades will last you 7 times longer. You can save 30% efficiency on water heaters. Give us a call today for your free analysis. 812-254-0779.
It's Championship Saturday, and with Mattress by Appointment, you're always a winner. 50 to 80% off typical retail pricing. Brand new, still in the plastic mattresses made right here in the U.S. We need to make room for another truckload, so all reasonable offers will be accepted. Call or text us at 812-610-1070 to set up a time to check out these amazing deals. Ask about our $40 down, take it home today program. Mattress by appointment in Washington, 812-610-1070.
Stop by Michael's Graphics for all your Charger gear. They make custom-designed shirts for any occasion, big or small. They carry stadium chairs, class letter jackets, and do screen printing. For your next event, call them at 812-354-2410, and they can fix you up. Baseball season is coming soon. Let them do your team shirts. Michael's Graphics on Main Street in downtown Petersburg. Good luck to the Chargers. Bring home a victory.
Tax time is furniture time at the Living Room Center.
Ashley Chest, $148.
Ashley Recliner, $198.
Ashley Queen Sleigh Bed, $299.
Ashley Sectional, $599.
Ashley Power Reclining Sofa, only $699.
Truckload Mattress Sale.
Twin Mattress, $68.
Full Mattress, $98.
Queen Set All Foam Bedding with Gel, only $399.
Shop us 24-7 at livingroomcenteronline.com.
Hurry to Living Room Center, Bedford, Bloomington, Linton, and Washington.
The team members of Indianapolis Power and Light Petersburg Generating Station wish good luck to the area high school basketball teams in the tournament this weekend. IP&L's team members have been the best in the electricity industry since 1926. When you visit the state capitol, remember your team members at the Petersburg Generating Station are the people who keep the energy flowing around the clock. Indianapolis Power and Light. Visit IPLpower.com.
We're back at the Hatchet House. I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear, where the Pike Central Chargers have done it. They have picked up a win today, 59-47 over the Pirates of Greensburg. Chargers led 12-9 at the end of one. Chargers led 22-18 at halftime. They led 39-26 at the end of three. And again, our final 59-47. Pike Central wins it. They'll await the winner of Evansville Bossy and Brownstown Central. Chargers had two players in double figures. Greensburg also had two players in double figures. And we'll take a very quick break. When we come back, John will give you a recap of our final scoring after these messages.
Solar Sources is currently hiring all positions at multiple locations. Stop by Solar Sources and pick up an application today. Solar Sources' main office is located at 625 North 9th Street in Petersburg. If you're looking for a great job opportunity, stop by Solar Sources in Petersburg and pick up an application today. Congratulations to the Chargers on a successful basketball season. The staff at Solar Sources would like to wish the Chargers good luck in the regional.
The Bakery House is Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington, offering fresh donuts Tuesday through Sunday, bright and early at 5 a.m., plus hot breakfast sandwiches, biscuits and gravy, and more to start your morning off right. For lunch, choose from the Daily Plate Lunch Special. Drive-through service available and special orders welcome at 257-1111. The Bakery House is proud to be Washington's full-service bakery at 2nd and West National Highway in Washington.
Come stay at the Baymont Inn & Suites in Washington. For business or pleasure, you will enjoy your stay at the Baymont Inn & Suites. They feature 32-inch flat-screen televisions plus microwaves and refrigerators in every room. Enjoy the indoor pool and hot tub. Even stay in a Whirlpool suite with a king-sized bed and a queen-sized sleeper sofa. The Baymont offers wireless internet service, a free continental breakfast each morning, and they offer a meeting room for business functions. Everything you need and more at Baymont Inn & Suites in Washington. Call 254-7000.
Hey, regional fans, between or after the games this weekend, be sure to visit El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway next to Hank's. El Mazatlan offers a quiet setting with delicious, authentic Tex-Mex cuisine that is sure to please everyone. From their daily lunch and dinner specials to the kids' menu and cold drinks to wash it all down, a trip to El Mazatlan is in your near future. El Mazatlan in the Washington Plaza on West National Highway, open Tuesday through Sunday at 11 a.m.
Adam Scales, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Petersburg, is rooting for the Pike Central Chargers this weekend in the basketball tournament. Keep shooting for that championship. If price, protection, coverage, and service are important to you, contact Adam Scales, your Farm Bureau agent in Petersburg, for a free, no-hassle quote on auto, home, and life insurance at 812-354-8488. Good luck, Chargers, from your local Farm Bureau agent, Adam Scales in Petersburg.
Back at the Hatchet House, I'm Dave Crooks along with John Gear. Pike Central moves on to the regional championship. They defeat the Pirates of Greensburg 59-47. And John has a look at your final game scoring and statistics.
Let's start first with the Pirates of Greensburg, who were led in scoring by number 20, Matt Martin, who ended with 13 points to lead Greensburg. Drew Comer with 12. Freshman Miles Wilkinson, 9 points. Trevor Reynolds, 4. Kyle Sellers with 5, and that will round out the scoring for Greensburg. Greensburg did shoot 50% from the field. They were 4 of 9 from the free throw line. And as we talked about most of the game, the big stat that was glaring throughout the entire game is they only ended up with 1 offensive rebound. So for the Chargers of Pike Central, they were led in scoring by Bryant Nally with 16 points, followed closely by Trey Wernicke with 15, Colton White and Caleb Claridge both with 8, and Gabe Elliott with 7. So pretty balanced scoring attack for the victorious Chargers of Pike Central. Pike Central shot 65% from the field, largely in part to most of the shots that they had in the second half were all well within 5 to 6 feet. So good job by Pike Central shooting the ball. Free throw wise, they were 12 of 17 on the day from the free throw line. Another telling stat, if you want to look at that, is they got to the line 17 times. Greensburg only got to the free throw stripe 9 times. So all that being said, Pike Central victorious in the first contest, and we'll go on to take on the winner of our second game here as Bossy and Brownstown Central are out on the court warming up as we speak. And I know it'll be should be an exciting matchup, Dave, as we get ready for that one. It's going to be a track meet.
I think so, too. All right, well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back to the Hatchet House. Again, Pike Central advances. They beat Greensburg 59-47. Brownstown Central and Evansville Bossy coming up. Back to the Hatchet House after this 2-minute timeout.
After months and months of searching, there it is, your dream home, and it's for sale. It's a great time to move forward and begin your new life in the home of your dreams. All you need now is the mortgage loan. Hello, this is Jessica Aldridge at Home Building Savings Bank in Petersburg and Washington. Rates and closing costs are now historically low, and we pride ourselves on quick turnarounds. Are you ready to buy your dream home with a mortgage loan from Home Building Savings Bank? You can do that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over a century, Good Samaritan has been dedicated to providing women from young adulthood
to childbirth
to menopause with the highest level of comprehensive care.
From pregnancy to OBGYN services to state-of-the-art diagnostic imaging, Good Samaritan gives women the experienced and compassionate care to help them live longer and happier lives.
Whatever they need, whenever they need it.
Learn more at gshvin.org/women.
Good Samaritan, caring for women
for life.
Hey, basketball fans, are you looking for something to do between the games this weekend? Visit Jumpin' Jacks Family Fun Center next to Walmart on Highway 57 in Washington. With inflatables for the kids and over 40 arcades, spend your free time with hours of fun at Jumpin' Jacks in Washington. Jumpin' Jacks is also proud to offer a great snack bar that has the best pizza and other appetizing favorites to enjoy while the kids play. Jumpin' Jacks Family Fun Center next to Walmart, Highway 57 South in Washington. Open 7 days a week. Be sure to follow on Facebook for special offers.
Your local newspaper, the Washington Times-Herald, still provide great local news coverage 5 days a week. But did you know your print subscription also includes a free pass to total access online at washtimesherald.com? Get the local news and information you need in print or online 24/7 with your Washington Times-Herald total access subscription. For more information, call 812-254-0480. The Washington Times-Herald, your local newspaper at your fingertips, in print, your tablet, laptop, or cell phone.
We're back at the Hatchet House. Pike Central has moved on to the regional championship tonight. They'll await the winner of our next game. It's the Brownstown Central Braves. They have a 24-win, 2-loss record. They are ranked number 3 in 3A. Taking on the Bulldogs of Evansville, they are ranked 5th, and they have an 18-win, 7-loss record. this is going to be the favored team for tonight's championship, no doubt about it, John.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anytime you've got two of the top five rated teams in the class, obviously they're going to be the favorite. And, you know, both teams, whoever comes out of this game, obviously will be heavily favored, I would say. But, you know, you can't count out Pike Central. You know, I think they're going to be a tough opponent tonight. But in the second contest here, you know, it's anybody's guess. I mean, it's pretty much a push on the prediction. You know, both teams, Brownstown Central with a little better record. I would say that maybe Bossy's schedule maybe just a little tougher.
Yep.
You know, they've met one time in the last 30 years. Bossy was victorious in that contest. They're both 1-0 against common opponents, so there's really not a whole lot of data to go on as far as that to kind of compare and contrast. So it's going to just kind of be which team can execute their game plan the best and get off to a quick start and kind of see, because I think the fan base is going to be a little more evened out in this second game, as it was obviously a huge, huge advantage for Pike Central in the first contest.
Indeed it was. Well, let's take a break, and we'll come back and set the stage between these two ball clubs. Again, Brownstown Central against Evansville Bossy, two very talented ball teams, and the winner takes on Pike Central later tonight. I'll take a break. We'll come back with more of our pregame show for Game 2 after these messages on WAMW.
This concludes coverage of the Washington 3A Boys Basketball Regional on Classic Hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington.